Welcome to The Growth Zone, where we explore dauntless leadership, dramatic business growth, and the strategies and tactics you can use to grow your business in Japan and beyond. I'm Stephen Bleistein. Are you ready to grow? Let's get started. This week, SoftBank Group CEO Masayoshi Son stood in a Tokyo hotel ballroom and told Japan's top executives that AI is coming for them. He invoked the black ships from Japanese history, U.S. Navy Commodore Matthew Perry's arrival in Japan in 1853 with a squadron of four gunships, as a metaphor for a technologically superior external force arriving on your shores when you are not ready. It's a powerful metaphor. Sun was not wrong to use it, but Sun is only telling you half the story. The half he left out is far more important and far more uncomfortable. To understand what Perry's four ships actually did to Japan, you have to understand what Japan had been for the two centuries before they arrived. Sakoku. It literally means chained country. Between 1633 and 1639, the Tokugawa shogunate sealed Japan from the outside world. Foreign trade was banned. Japanese citizens were forbidden from traveling abroad on pain of death. For 220 years, Japan developed entirely on its own terms, with no external reference point. The policy worked by its own logic. Japan was stable. The society was sophisticated, refined, internally coherent, and completely sealed from everything that had happened in the world outside. The scientific revolution, the Enlightenment, the Industrial Revolution, 220 years of intellectual and technological development, and none of it had penetrated Japan in any meaningful way. When Perry's ships entered Uraga Harbor, two steam-powered frigates belching black smoke, the Japanese watching from the shore had never seen a ship that moved without wind. The gap was not a matter of being a few years behind. It was civilizational. But here is what matters most. Japan, in 1853, was not just technologically behind. It was epistemologically behind. Sakoku had not just kept foreign technology out. It had kept foreign ideas out. Japan could see the threat. It could not think its way to a response. That is why what followed was not transformation. It was paralysis. It took 15 years. A civil war. The collapse of a 250-year-old government. And only then did the Meiji Restoration begin, one of the most audacious national transformations in human history. Japan did not adapt gradually. It dismantled itself and rebuilt from the ground up. By 1905, 52 years after Perry arrived, Japan defeated Imperial Russia. A feudal society had become the dominant military and industrial power in Asia. Now, back to Sun. Sun used the black ships metaphor to sell urgency and a product. SoftBank has launched an AI-powered cybersecurity service for Japan's top 3,000 companies. Buy the service. Patch the holes. Defend the perimeter. That framing is the shogunate response. It treats AI as something to be managed from the outside. Contained. Patched. But look at what Sun is actually doing beyond that hotel ballroom. He holds nearly 90% of Arm Holdings, whose chip architecture sits at the foundation of virtually every AI data center being built in the world today. He has structured SBOAI Japan, SoftBank's joint venture with OpenAI, as the exclusive vehicle for deploying AI in the Japanese market. And this month, he announced a 75 billion euro investment to build AI data center infrastructure in France. Sun is not defending Japan from AI. He is acquiring ownership of AI at every level simultaneously. This is the Iwakura mission with equity stakes. The Meiji reformers sent 110 senior officials across the United States and Europe, not to resist Western technology, but to absorb it wholesale and bring it home. Sun is doing the equivalent as a single business, using Japanese capital to become a structural owner of the technology that everyone else will depend on. Sun has understood the black ship's lesson far more completely than his product launch suggests. The question is whether anyone else in Japan is listening, and more to the point, whether you are, because here is the uncomfortable question the black ship's metaphor actually asks of you. Many organizations running businesses in Japan today are operating their own version of Sokoku with respect to AI, not a formal policy, but a set of habits, structures, and cultural assumptions that effectively seal the organization from what is being built outside. Headquarters approval processes that outlast AI development cycles. Consensus requirements that make irreversible commitment impossible. A risk culture that treats moving too fast as more dangerous than moving too slow. The result is epistemological paralysis. You understand the threat intellectually. You remain frozen practically. So let me give you four things that breaking your Sokoku actually looks like. First, stop waiting for permission. The most common failure mode I see is the CEO, who knows AI is transforming the business, raises it with global headquarters, gets told to wait for the global AI strategy, and waits. That was the Shogunate's response. Move first. Show results. Make the global AI strategy a fait accompli. The CEOs who do this will matter in 5 years. The ones who waited for permission will be managing decline. Second, decide what business you are actually in before AI decides for you. The Meiji reformers did not try to modernize feudalism. They abolished it. What can AI help your organization achieve that it could not do before? What kind of new value can your business contribute? The CEOs who answer these questions on their own terms will define their businesses. The ones who don't will have it answered for them. Third, make one irreversible commitment this quarter. Not a pilot. Not a proof of concept. Something that permanently changes the structure of the business. Irreversibility matters. Abolishing the samurai class was not a pilot program. One irreversible commitment makes transformation real. Fourth, use the Gaijin advantage. Foreign CEOs in Japan have always had more latitude to operate differently than Japanese competitors. You can move faster on AI adoption than most Japanese companies precisely because you are not defending a century of institutional culture. The foreign CEOs who treat their Japan operation as a laboratory for AI-driven business models will be the ones who get resources, attention, and ultimately more authority from global headquarters. Sun invoked the black ships. He was right too. But the full lesson is not simply that a threatening force has arrived and you must defend yourself. It is that the threatening force never stops coming. Perry broke Japan's Sokoku in 1853. AI is breaking yours now. The black ships are in your harbor yet again. So what will be your Meiji restoration? That's a wrap on today's Growth Zone. Keep growing, keep leading, dauntlessly. I'm Stephen Bleistein, and I'll see you in the next episode.